President Biden used his speech before the UN General Assembly this morning to take Russia to task for its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine.
President Putin has made overt nuclear threats against Europe and a reckless disregard for the responsibilities of the non-proliferation regime.
Let's hear more about President Biden's address. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez is here. Franco, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
And President Biden directly responded to Vladimir Putin's announcement earlier today that he would begin a partial mobilization of troops to ramp up Russia's military presence in Ukraine. Let's listen.
Now, Russia's calling up more soldiers to join the fight. And the Kremlin is organizing a sham referendum to try to annex parts of Ukraine, an extremely significant violation of the UN Charter.
What else did President Biden say about the war?
You know, he was very direct. As you heard there, President Biden immediately slammed Putin's announcement for more soldiers, plans to hold those referendums to basically take control of parts of Ukraine, as well as those threats to use nuclear weapons. Biden said the world should see Russia's, quote, outrageous acts for what they are, you know, and added, it should, quote, make your blood run cold.
Biden stressed the importance of a common international order where everyone, all countries, play by the same rules. What was he pushing the UN to do in this speech?
You know, Peter, it appeared clear that he was speaking not just to the allies who have aligned with the United States in support of Ukraine, but also leaders in the audience who have stood on the sidelines. And he said Putin has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter by trying to, quote, extinguish Ukraine's right to exist as a state. And he said if there are no consequences, then the leaders in that room are putting at risk everything the institution stands for.
So Ukraine and Russia, clearly a center point of this speech. But the president also talked up his record on climate change. He talked about the Iran nuclear deal, food aid around the world. What else stood out to you?
I was interested to hear his comments about competition with China. He talked about how the U.S. is trying to make investments in infrastructure in developing countries, you know, to counter China's Belt and Road Initiative, and spoke about his concerns about China's buildup of nuclear weapons. He also announced $2.9 billion in food aid. Food security has worsened around the world because of the war in Ukraine. And he also talked a lot about his commitment to curb climate change. And he took kind of a victory lap on the new bill that includes incentives for clean energy, calling it, you know, a global game changer.
The world is a very different place than it was last year when the president gave a speech at the UN. How would you compare the two?
It really is a different place. You know, he walked into that room and it was really a different environment for Biden this time around. Last year, you know, he spent much of his speech defending his decision to leave Afghanistan. The chaotic exit of the world's longest war was still fresh on the minds of leaders, and European leaders had been really upset that they weren't consulted more about that. You know, this year, Biden and the administration have been very deliberate on Ukraine to include allies in its decision making, but European leaders are still nervous about the long-term commitment of the U.S. and its pushback against Russia. You know, I've been talking with European security experts about this, and they tell me that Europeans are watching how divided America is, and they're worried about that support continuing.
NPR's Franco Ordonez, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.